how important was that start? I mean, obviously 2 goals on your first 2 shots, but just from your team's perspective, aside from the goals, the start from your team, did you like it?
Well, 2 goals on 2 shots, but we started on time. We were ready to play that game from the first minute, and I thought we were buzzing in a good way with our puck support, creating some speed in neutral zone. And at first goal, it's a great forecheck off the face off, and we get it back, and it's a quick shot. The second one is Shazi's got great speed in neutral zone, and he goes for the wrap. I mean, we were already on time, and then those guys, we had a little chat yesterday, and they responded well.
So then you guys make it 3-0, but they score 2 goals, I think 8 seconds apart from each other. What was your mentality when you see that happen, when it becomes a 3-2 game from a 3-0 game?
Well, so we're after the first period, it's a 3-2 hockey game. And the mindset was, would we take a 1-0 game after the first period? And obviously we would. So that was our mindset going into the second period. We won the first period, and we're, instead of being up by 3, we're up by 1. But, I mean, we're facing a pretty good team, and they're quite dynamic offensively. They have 4 lines that can roll, and they could make different adjustments depending on where the faceoffs were and sending either any lines and create a change in the momentum. So after the first, we're up by 1. It's a good period for us.
Well, in the second period, they not only have a 5-on-4, 5-on-3, I think for a full minute. Obviously, it could have been a tie turner. Your team managed to step up their game. Ryan White gets a shorthanded breakaway out of all of that 5-on-3. Not something you see very often. What did you see from your penalty killers today?
Really good. Really good. The first goal against they found the seam, and they were moving the puck east-west, and they were connecting. But after that, I thought we were really good on the PK, that 5-on-3. We had good sticks, good reads. The guys were well prepared, and they executed well.
Could have been a bit of a collapse. They score shorthand to make it 3-all. Instead, your team responds. A little bit of a pushback from them, obviously, to get it to overtime. What did you see in that final period?
Well, so I really liked our start. I didn't like so much our second period. I thought we didn't manage the puck right, and we created some issues for ourselves because of that. And the third period, I liked it better. We just kept it, I don't want to say more simple. It was more the way we want to play, sticking to our system and working hard. I mean, if we don't work hard, we have nothing. So we were working extremely hard, but in a smart way. And I thought we managed. I mean, that's one turnover, they come back and they score a goal. That's one sequence, but it doesn't represent the period. So when you do the right thing over and over, you create some confidence. So they scored that goal, but we stayed in. I like the composure of our bench.
In your pregame comments to Mitch, you talked about rewatching the game and seeing. You already liked Christian Vesalainen's game, but then you thought you would like it even better after rewatching the highlights or the game over again. Obviously, you continued to like it because you moved him up onto the first power play unit. What were you seeing from him today?
Well, he's quite dynamic out there. I think he's it's only his second game since he's back, and he's you could see him in overtime and lots of confidence. That's a powerful play to score that goal in overtime. But he's moving right. He's not only offensively, but he's coming back to D zone with a purpose and with a lot of intensity. His stick was good. His positioning was good. His mindset is right. So, you know, and I felt comfortable to play him quite a bit in overtime.
Well, now you get the overtime win. Just how critical, obviously, is that victory? I mean, it seems obvious, like an obvious question, an obvious answer. But, you know, to get that win, to end the homestand on the right foot, 4 wins out of 6, and now go out on the road, just how important was this for your team?
Well, that team we just beat is a pretty good team. And we've had some success at home. But every time it was a different challenge, different kind of adversity. Today was a different kind of adversity against a very good offensive team with 4 lines, veteran players. But they have more than that. They have there's some physicality to their game. And they need those points as well. So for us to win that game and to stay in in control of our emotions a bit more than the previous game, I thought. It's a huge boost to our confidence.
Do you have any updates in terms of injuries? I know you guys were heading out on the road and you weren't sure about Skylar McKenzie before when we talked last week. So do you have an update on Skylar's condition?
He's still week to week right now. Stojkovic should be back next game, right as of right now. So we should be fine there.
Just wondering about the duo of Cam McLeese and Ryan White. I mean, it's easy to sort of see the flash and dash of a goal like Christian Vesalainen, but Ryan White, 2 points tonight. And he's been, when he came back, you said he was going to be a big factor in the room, but he's been a big factor on the ice too.
Well, obviously, you can tell he's polished as a player. He's played the game at the NHL level for many years, and the little things he does and the reads that he makes on the ice, he's a real smart hockey player to me. He makes those little plays along the boards under pressure. He's got no fear to his game. We already know that. He brings a voice and he brings people into the fight in many ways. It keeps the bench alive for sure. And by doing that, he's pushing the pace on the ice. The way he moves, the way he battles, and he can shoot the puck. He's got a pretty good shot. So he's a great leader for our team, and his presence, just to have him back. We knew we were missing him, but you never know how much you miss a guy until he's back in the lineup, and for to see him and the way he operates around the hockey team, and then what he brings on the ice, I feel very lucky to have him on our team.
Just one more for you, Coach. You guys have one of, if not the toughest schedule throughout the rest of the regular season. Often we talk about adversity and then opportunity in the face of that. Is this an opportunity to prepare your team for the playoffs?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the schedule is difficult. We know that. And just because of our location and our division, we know it's going to be tough. So we're prepared for that. That's not going to be an excuse. We'll take one day at a time. We'll need to be smart about I feel that the most important right now is to make the right decisions when we don't play. So to make sure that we have the right amount of energy when we have games and the travel. So we'll have to be smart about that. And it's you know what? We wanted to be in that position when we came back from the Christmas break. We wanted to put ourselves in the position to battle for a playoff spot, and that's where we are. So, you know, we're in control.